Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Video Gaming is Good. I'm your host Darren, aka Emo, and my co-host is...
I'm Lee Novakovic, also known as Squazza.
Yep, that's my co-host. And thanks for joining us today. First off the bat, we're delayed I think by a couple of days, and the reason was that we were too tired after having a LAN on the weekend. I don't know what to say, but you know, things happen. We played too much Unreal Tournament, I think that's what we did.
Yeah. And humans get tired, so, you know.
Yeah, and Lee kept killing me too many times, so yeah, that's a bad thing about it.
No, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Okay, we'll get on with the show now. And so we'll go straight to some news articles that we found recently.
Rightio.
Yep, up to you, Lee.
Alrighty, first one we got is one called In Game World, Cheaters Proudly Prosper. It's about this guy, I don't know, must have been a slow as all hell news day. But this guy wrote this article about cheating in games and how it's not so much, you know, people not cheating just to get ahead, they're cheating to keep the storyline going and play with the mechanics of the game. I gotta say, the article was a bit odd. I can understand being against cheating for something like World of Warcraft, but if I'm sitting here playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, what does it matter if I cheat? You know, I don't get the problem. It doesn't seem like that much of an issue to me.
You're basically cheating yourself, not anybody else, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fully admit to it if that's what, you know, if I have to do. I mean, I cheat in SimCity 4. I can't make profitable cities. I mean, I make cities that look pretty and have lots and lots of trains. I can't make them profitable. And, you know, I don't really care. All I'm in it is to just make a city that looks nice. And
you should run for Premier or something like that, man.
Yeah.
My thoughts about this, I don't know what to say really, but cheating, because I read through it a bit, and it says he goes through, you know, just wants to get the storyline or to watch the graphics and not the gameplay, which I sort of understand, but for me to really enjoy a game, I want to finish it without, you know, cheating or getting any hints from any outside sources. I'd like to, you know, do it all by myself.
Yeah.
I guess it's up to him, up to this person, whoever he is. If he wants to cheat, I guess good for him. But I just don't know what to say. But, you know, I'm sure there's people out there who cheat in other games. You know, they just want to, you know, maybe collect all the things or open up a secret area. But it just defeats the purpose of having accomplished it yourself.
Yeah. Either way, for the Washington Post to have something, I hope they didn't print this thing in their actual paper, because they must have nothing to do.
Well, that's up to them, I guess, but anyway, as you said, probably was a slow day, maybe nothing to write about, politics. Oh well. We'll move on to the next article. Next one I got here is about from Microsoft, and it's like basically titled Microsoft Create Your Own Video Game, and it basically outlines that Microsoft has released the development tools to create video games for its Xbox 360 console. So this basically will allow anyone who wants to give it a shot at making their own video games. I believe this is a really good thing out there for, you know, potential developers, or, you know, especially people who are, say, like maybe in high school or in university and thinking of doing a gaming degree of making games, because, you know, nowadays there's heaps of these gaming degrees out there in the world. They didn't have it when I was in university. Damn, you know, bloody hell, why not? You know, but I would probably end up playing the games more than actually, you know, making them. I'm going, how come your assignment's not done? I was too busy testing it out over and over again.
It'd be the only time in a CS unit when the testing part of the assignment would actually get done.
That's true. Yeah, and there'd probably be no documentation for it, too. What do you think about this, Lee? How Microsoft releasing their own tools up for people?
Oh, it's very, very generous of them.
Yeah, for a change, I guess.
Yeah, for a change. For someone who's wishing to break into video games, I guess it's great. They can get their fingers into it, and not too pricey. I think what I like the most is sort of Microsoft, partly, sort of getting a bit sort of closer to the sort of homebrew kind of side of things. You know, there's some good, very creative people there, and well, you know, I mean, I know a few artists, and I mean, they're poor. They can't really afford the, you know, thousands of dollars for SDKs, so something cheap. Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good thing for all, and, you know, even though there's a fee to it, I guess I thought I read there's something, maybe there's a free version out there for, like, but like only for basic users, I guess. But, you know, it's good if you like trying to program stuff or make your own game, you know, you give it a whirl. It might open doors for you. You know, I've read stories how people who have modded video games in the past and they're now part of the game development group and all that. So I guess it's a good way to, you know, improve gaming down the road.
Yeah.
Okay, now next article is back to Lee.
Oh, great. This is called Sandler Donates PlayStations to Israel. It's very, very straightforward title there. Basically, Adam Sandler, best known for Happy Gilmore and other stupid roles.
You're going to die, clown!
Yeah, get in the hole! It's great. he donated a couple of PlayStations. 400,
yep.
Close enough to a couple, I'm Australian.
Yep.
To homes of Israelis that were damaged in the fighting in the recent conflict. I mean, you can't really find too much of a negative here.
The only thing is that I'm reading it and it says 400 Sony PlayStations. I'd rather prefer a PlayStation 2, not just a PlayStation 1. So, you know, it's like, I'm sure it means
Sandler opted for the cheap version.
the old version. But also, you know, it's, I guess it's, you know, helping, you know, helping them in tough times, but I don't think they'd be too much thinking about playing video games when, you know, their lives are at stake, so...
Yeah, if you're possibly being shelled, maybe you should put down the old controller and find a safe place to go.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Radical
yeah,
idea.
It's still a good, nice thought for him to, you know, help them along the way, and all our wishes to everybody in that part of the world. We've never, you know, had anything like that over here, so we don't know how to respond. But all the best to people out there, and hope you stay safe. Next article.
Your turn.
Yes, my turn. We're making this quick this week. Whatever. This fortnight, yeah.
Fort week. Fort week.
Whatever. Yeah.
You pioneered the fort week.
Yes, yes. That's the new word. Okay. My article this time is called On Your Couches, TV Set, Go. And this basically is saying that the Chinese government are, you know, thinking about maybe making video games or video gaming a demonstration sport at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Now, all I can say is, I gotta start Yay. Training. Yes, I gotta start training, you know. I got, less than 2 years to get into Olympics, you know. I can't play basketball, I can't swim. If I did, you know, I'd probably sink. But this might be my only ticket into getting a gold medal, you know. But,
sweet.
Yeah, sweet. But, I don't know. Some people would say this is maybe taking it not really as a sport. You know, not people say, oh, it's not a sport because you're not really doing anything. But I would disagree because, you know, in video games, you do have to think strategically in what you're doing, you know, like, I gotta build my base here, you know, such as StarCraft or WarCraft, you know. You know, you gotta know what to do exactly. There's some thinking going to it. In terms of physical activities, maybe not. Just moving the hand a bit with the mouse and the keyboard.
Hey, Nintendo Wii.
or if they're using the Nintendo Wii, you know, maybe they use the tennis or whatever. Maybe ice hockey. Sorry, my bad. That's a Winter Olympic sport. So
that's
maybe
the key more word for me.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. It's if it works, you know, if it's demonstration sport, good on them. But I still find it very hard, you know, to concede the idea that they will be able to make it happen. But as we all know, video gaming is a, you know, a main thing nowadays. You've seen tournaments around the world, and they give out, you know, tons of money basically to people who win the competitions, you know. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing that they pull it off. I just hope they do, and well, we'll just see in the future. In 2 years' time, you know, MO might be up for the gold medal in Minesweeper. I don't know. So,
hey,
yeah,
Network Hearts.
Oh, Network Hearts. Oh man. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's a good thing. So, I think that's enough now for the news.
It's enough news.
We probably talked enough for 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a question from the last episode from a listener. His name
Braun.
Name of Braun. Yeah, don't know.
He makes toothbrushes and shavers.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, but thanks for submitting your question. And I think his question basically went along the lines. He wanted to know our thoughts about gaming and health, because you know how now every second night or so on the news there reports about obesity and poor health among people who play video games a lot, and he asked, wanted to know our opinion. So I think for this question, we're gonna make it our main topic for this episode. With so we're gonna talk about the gaming and health issues that happen in today's society, and also how we can create a balance between the two. I think I'll start because I got nothing else to say. It is a big issue because you see, among kids today, they are getting more bigger, as you would say, and I guess it also is partly due to them being on the couch more. But it's not just from gaming, but I guess it's also from TV and DVDs and movies and whatever else they do. But people say gaming,
reading,
reading. Oh, that's the last time I pick up a book. But, yes, you know, we all play video games, and it is up to yourself to know to when to strike a balance between, you know, sitting down for hours and also maybe going outside to get a breath of fresh air. But it's also up to the individual to decide. But, you know, if the kids are young, it's also the parents who have to be part of it. You know, just because the kid is indoors and, you know, doing something that's not illegal, you know, drugs or drinking alcohol or something like that, doesn't mean, you know, they're leading down the right path. They could be just sitting for hours on in front of the TV or the computer playing games, you know, eating snacks, which is not a good thing, as we all know. But it is the parents and also the individual who has to make up their mind. I hand it over to you, Lee. I think I've talked too much about that.
I got a few points here. First of all, I mean, I'm a fairly, what you could say, rotund sort of gentleman.
Oh, no, you're not. You just got big bones, Lee. That's it.
Which, you know, I picked up my Nintendo when I was in grade 3, and there's a very strong correlation between weight gain and video game usage, but, you know, starting to change that now. But I have to say, all in moderation, really. It's fine playing games for hours on end as long as you balance it out with something else. Now, with the obesity amongst the youth, there's a little bit of a sticking point there. For the youth, I think the parents should play a more active role. Like that Life Be In It program, that bloody thing was running when I was a kid.
Wasn't that main character called Norm or something, the commercial?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I suffered under that for a while. So I think when they're kids, there should be a little bit more of a push, because also if you're a chunky bastard while you're a kid, it's easier to get it off than when you get older.
True.
But if they're sort of talking about as for adults, I'm also quite against the sort of nanny state. So that's where I think it sort of should more come down to someone's personal responsibility. But at the same time, you know, obesity is a rising problem. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't like being told what to do, but I think people should have a bit more common sense, and the parents should step up and play video games in moderation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. You are your own boss, and in the end, nobody can basically force you to do what you don't want. But it's also that nobody can force you to, maybe go outside, do some exercise, whatever. So in the end, it's you has to choose what you want to do, and it's also you that will suffer in the end if you're not down the right path. Yeah. As Lee said, when they're young, the parents should be more involved, or basically restrict gaming hours, which, there's a lot of talk about, how parents should do that, which I guess is a good thing. You don't want the kids be looking at the screen all day long. But what I don't want to happen with this issue is that, parents or whoever is going to come, go to the video game makers and blame them for making the kids fat. As we've seen in America, how some people have tried to sue McDonald's for saying, "Oh, you made me fat because I ate your food." Well, it's your choice to eat their food. In the end, I'm not gonna bash McDonald's or defend them as well, but it's like they are, providing a service, and it's up to you if you wanna, participate in obtaining what they are selling. Just because they're selling doesn't mean you have to buy it. So, if the kids were whoever was trying to sue McDonald's for that, I think it's your own fault if you got into that state.
And also, all right, so video games maybe, but, the fact that you drive your kids the 1 kilometer to school and then drive them everywhere and they don't walk anywhere, that might have something to do with it too, maybe,
Yeah, so just maybe. Our reliance on machines is getting too great, especially if you're in walking distance to certain places. It's hard to comment, really. First thing I say, get out there if you think you're playing games too much, or you can see that you're going downhill a bit. But also, I guess if you really are addicted to video games, you can buy, that iToy or whatever that PlayStation have got. You're basically jumping and moving in front of the screen, and you see yourself on a TV screen, and you got to basically hit or swipe or do something to the beat. Also that Dance Dance Revolution.
Pick up a DDR mat.
I'm sure we've all seen it in arcades where people like dancing to the beat, to something on the screen, and you've seen people totally sweat it out. They've got, every year there's a new version that comes out. Like I've seen one that uses sensors so when you twirl around and put your hands out, it picks up what you're doing.
As a plus side, once you've leaned out and then you know how to dance, that'll look good for the ladies.
If
you haven't got a radius.
Oh, we won't start about the radius. But the thing is that, there's alternatives out there. There's some games that, besides on the really physical ones that we've explained, I think they also got one it's on an exercise bike, which is connected game, and you can also participate in online gaming, some racings or something like that. I don't know, it's not big mainstream around the world yet, but they're developing it. So, it's a mix between exercise and playing video games, which, maybe in the future, I'd probably get one just for the hell of it. I guess it's fun, it's something to do, can get the politicians or whoever is on our backs about exercising and
But then they'll be whinging about the violence that people get when they cycle really hard and they want to go out and cycle hard.
No, drive by on a bicycle, great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to say anymore, but gaming and health, it's up to you. It's up to you in the end. If you believe yourself or anyone might be, have a problem, you can speak to them, and I'm sure they won't mind, but it's up to them. In the end, you can't change anybody's mind except your own, so you got anything else to add to this about, Lee?
Today I walked for 2.5 hours and I haven't played any games yet.
Oh, that's shocking, man. No. I don't know what to say about that. If you're playing games later on, good. You got about a few more hours before the day is out.
That's appalling.
That's appalling. You know, even if you're going to play Sims, I don't mind, man. But, you know, that's something. But, yeah, you know, well, thanks to Braun, who submitted this question in about video games.
Cheers, mate.
And the health about it. You know, anybody else who's got more questions, send them in, and we'll maybe make it part of the topic of the show.
Yeah.
That's all I can think about this main topic. But as we just said, it's up to an individual. And honestly, if you can't do anything about your own lifestyle and health, no one else can.
That's right.
Okay, I think we've had enough of that, and we'll go.
Sweet.
We'll go on to the website of the show, and Lee will be introducing this part.
Yes, I will. Okay, the website of the show is called Strategy Wiki. Now, I'm assuming most people are familiar with Wikipedia and the concept that you can go in there and throw in your 2 cents, and then some person can get upset and they can remove your 2 cents, and then, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. And eventually some sort of consensus comes about and you get some sort of jumble of an article. Well, all that loveliness has been converted into a strategy gaming website, which, you know, sounds awful enough, but I think it's done a bit better because there's also less opinion to go about it, more sort of fact. Now, the one thing I really like about this over something like GameFAQs, I mean, GameFAQs is great, but this allows you to have pictures.
Which helps with you trying to get the point across of maybe like whereabouts like some you ledge need to or do something, a ledge or secret opening. You know, GameFAQs is good, but it's all basically ASCII or whatever format they put it in.
This
one, you know, it's got more than just black and white. It's got blue at the moment. I'm looking at it and it's blue. So,
and with GameFAQs, you know, everything's there. But if you have a thing to write, you basically have to write the entire FAQ and have it published. With this, you can just make continual modifications to existing articles and in the hope of, you know, greater sum of human knowledge, whatever they claim is the effort for Wikipedia. Now, so that's all the good stuff, you know, it's all sorts of good stuff. It's online, got pictures, all that stuff. But I'd have to say, I'm still a fan of the paper-based guide because you can flick through it much easier. And you don't need to have a computer on if you're playing a console game. I like to have my computer off, but it's all minor stuff. But, yeah, no, Strategy Wiki is pretty good. I like the, what's that game called? Zelda, whatever, Winds of Time or something like that for the GameCube. That's got a pretty decent article. The Wind Waker, that's it. And, yeah, that's about all I can really say for the old Strategy Wiki.
Yeah, I've just browsed through it quickly, and from what I've seen, it does a good job of you know, providing strategies and hints forever. If you want to cheat, you know, go for it. There's probably cheats here as well, but if it's just strategy,
you scumbags.
Yes, damn you!
Oh, you cheating scumbags.
But you know, if you need a bit of help or you want to find a bit of information about a game, you know, even before you buy the game, you can probably see what people are writing about it, and
Or if you've figured out a new strat or something, throw it in there. Help someone else out.
Yes, you know, hold down A and press start or something like that. I'm not sure what it is. But, you know, it covers all the systems and all the different genres there is. I guess, you know, as Lee pointed out, that the paperback version of any strategy guide is much better. But this one, I guess, it's free. You don't need to pay for it. Just, you know, hook up to the net and it's there. If you're on a computer and you want to, you know, look at it, out-tabbing might be a bit of a problem. So, but, you know, for something that's free and basically everybody collaborates to write it in, so you don't have just one person's opinion, you've got a whole bunch of people's opinion, you know, it's like, you know, the majority is much better than just one single person saying something. You know, they could be wrong, but the majority will fix it up for you, for sure. It's a great site, you know. I'm not sure what else to say, but you know, if you want a bit of hints of a certain game, maybe you're stuck at finding, you know, a secret level or doing something a certain way, this site is should be for you, and it's pretty good.
Or if you're feeling altruistic, write up an article.
Right, go for it, you know. You can start a new one, people add on to it, you know. and you probably make yourself feel good in the meantime. Okay, just before we sign off, we got...
How about what we're playing?
What we're playing? Oh, yeah, my bad, I forgot. No, I'm just totally lost. What we're playing? Oh, Lee, you can start it off, man. I'm just lost, yeah.
All right, just to, you know, round out the fourth episode in a row, I'm still playing NHL 06.
Again, man.
I've got one game left in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I think I'll probably crank up another season anyway, because I like it so much.
When does NHL 07 come out?
I don't know, but I'll probably have to end up buying that one anyway. So.
Yeah.
I can play that all year. So, got that. Cracked out San Andreas the other day. Had a bit of a hoon around.
Yep.
Played a bit more Pikmin to get the micro going. That's about it.
That's about it.
Apart from the stuff at the LAN, UT 2004.
We'll talk about that in a minute, just to wrap things up, I guess. But what I'm playing, Battlefield 2, as you guys all know, I like to kill people in video games, of course. Don't want any messages or emails or police knocking my door. played also a bit of Mario Kart DS on the Nintendo DS, and thanks to a friend of mine who pointed out that I didn't completely finish part of it, that I've opened up another round of missions. If you don't know about it, is that when you go into missions, you basically got like six different sets of missions to do. If you go into the first set, there's like nine, and then the second set, there's another nine. So what you got to do to open up the seventh set is to get at least one star in every mission from all the six sets. And that is a bit tricky to do. I just only opened the seventh set today, and that was from having to defeat that last, don't know what that last boss called, that big ice boss who you got to knock off the stage, and he's pretty, what's the word, cunning.
Tough?
He jumps when you try to bash him off the side, which then makes you fall off the side yourself into the water.
He's
cheating. But I managed to get one star off him today and open up the seventh set of missions. And yeah, they're fun. There's something new to try out. A bit difficult as well. Like one of them you got to do on Rainbow Road. I won't ruin it for people out there, but it is a bit, if you're not sure what you're doing, it's a bit tricky. That's about all the games. And at the LAN, we basically ended up playing the Unreal Tournament 2004 demo most of the night. I didn't bring the full game because I just couldn't be bothered installing it and having everybody else install it, and it wastes more time and blah 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 whatever. But we played a demo, and that went on and on and on.
Yeah, it was good fun.
That was good fun. I guess killed me many times as he would like to. All those headshots from whatever, the lightning gun or something.
Yeah.
All those headshots. But I'll just say I'd like to use the shock rifle and pull out that shock combo to... that's good, man. You shoot that shock core, that big ball thing at someone, and then you shoot that with the primary weapon to make it explode. So... that's fun. Yeah. Yeah, we had a whole bunch
that's
of people playing.
sure, mate.
We played that. I don't think we played any other game, really, basically, besides that.
No, I think that was kind of it, a bit limited.
Yeah, they had other people playing Battlefield 2, but they were noobs, so I didn't play with them much. True, man.
They're not worthy of ammo time.
Yeah, one of my friends, he's worthy because he plays with me online now and then, and he knows who he is. He was sitting next to me, and that's about all I can say for gaming, I guess, in this app. One last thing, just before we go, and I don't know if our mate will hear this or not, but to our friend Aaron, who will be leaving us in under 2 weeks, who is moving off to another country to work for a few years. All we like to say is all the best, mate. We wish you good luck and everything you do. Keep safe. Have a good trip. Live long and prosper. I'm not sure what else to say.
Oh, yeah, mate, keep in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch. Yeah, you say some other things, Lee.
Oh, yeah, keep in touch. Okay. Have
oh,
a good
you're
trip.
Stuck now.
I'm a bit stuck. You're taking out all the good stuff.
Oh,
to
I'm
say.
Sorry, mate, but yeah, I'm sure he gets the gist of it, you know. I mean, Aaron, we've known him since university, but how many years did we... I think, can't remember, maybe five or so many years now.
We
five
did,
years.
Did the project with him.
Yeah, we did a was it university project with him, and it was good having him along the team because our client didn't know anything, basically, and we all had a good laugh. And thanks to Aaron for pulling off a tremendous job at the presentation. It's like Aaron did the talking, I was the one that was on the computer, you know, going along with the presentation, and...
I had a fantastic job of shutting up.
Yes, and the three other mates were told not to do anything because they didn't want us to look bad. But yeah, that was great. Well, I'm not sure what to say now, but you know, all the best, Aaron. You know, keep in touch. You see us online all the time, mate.
Yeah.
Don't get into too much trouble. You know, we don't want to find out that you want us to PayPal you some bail money or something like that.
Yeah, because I'm broke, mate. You know, and I'm spending all my money on games. So you know, you just come second.
Oh man, but yeah, I'm not sure what to say. But yeah, no, our thoughts are with you, mate. So you know, and also if you're ever in a bind with anything, no matter when or what, whenever, just give one of us you know, contact or something, and I'm sure we'll gladly help you out, no matter how hard or difficult it could be.
And keep using the fists of the hour. The fist of the hour is going to be a winner, mate, and you're going to be riding that tide to success.
He'll probably get fired from his job for talking about that. Okay, mate. I think that's all we're going to say now. I don't know, wrap up for the show. I think we've done a good job. Maybe not as many laughs as the previous show. You know, we can't keep it happening. And of course, as you all know, we're not pros. That's our main. That's our main motto. But nowadays, we're not pros. We're not just a bunch of guys who are talking about stuff that they like to talk about, and talk about stuff that nobody else wants to talk about too. So, and no one else is listening. You know, there's no one else listening. Just besides, I don't know how many people download this.
Oh, well, there's Chris Judd, and you can be rest assured that he would have told all the Eagles, so, you know.
Yeah, and probably also all the Dockers. All the Dockers as well, you know, after that derby they just had on the weekend, so,
Yeah,
you know. And also his girlfriend, I guess, you know, she's a good looker too, so. I'm kind of stranding, you know, going off on a stray there. I'm not sure what else to say, but you know, I guess that's it.
Go to the website if you don't know where it is. It's
I keep forgetting about the website.
I
need Lee to keep me in check. The only reason Lee is here, besides to make the show funny, is also to keep me in check. You know, he's basically the one that knows what's going on. Yeah, I'm just the one that just thought of the idea and taking all credit for it.
All right, well, gaming is good. Podomatic.com. Have a gander. Check it out. Leave some comments.
If you got any questions like Braun and Chris Judd had, you know, write it there. The email, good thing is that no one has sent any emails in because I hardly check it, so thank you very much.
Yay, no more email.
Yeah, you know, emails is a thing of the past. It's all comments now. You know, if you like the show, just mention it to other people. I'm sure they wouldn't mind listening to it. And are we on podcast early as well, Lee?
Yeah, man. And I've been tagging our stuff for the dell.icio.us place. So if you use that, have a look there.
Yeah, and I think podcast early, you can go there and vote for podcasts or something like that. So
Vote for this one and vote all the other podcasts down, including Keith and the Girl. Just vote everything down.
Yeah, so I think
just this one. Just vote for this one.
So I think the website is podcastle.com and just search for, I think, video gaming, and you'll probably find video gaming is good there. I think if you want to vote, you got to put in an email address just to confirm that you are actually the proper person who's voting. We don't expect this to go into the top, you know, 1,000. We'll probably be stuck at the bottom, like 5,000 or something like that. But, you know, if you want to vote first, go for it. Nothing much more. You probably find this in other places as well, but I don't expect this to become any much bigger than what it is. You know, yeah, we're just having fun talking to the people out there, and I'm probably just wasting time and bandwidth blabbing on right now.
Yes.
Yes, and
let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. So until next time, we'll see you probably in another fortnight, not a fort week.
No,
so.
It's a fort week.
What fort week? Doesn't make sense. Fort week sounds like 4 weeks, man, and that means a month. And, you know, that's a bit too long. I'm sure there's people out there going, no, I can't wait a month. You got to wait a fortnight. Oh, well. When you see us, when you see us, so just check on the website now and then. As Lee said, it's videogamingisgood.podomatic.com. I'm not sure what else to say now.
The next one will be in about the next 26th of the year, just to give me my effort of using the stupidest scales possible.
Yeah. you'll find us, and we'll probably talk more about gaming and whatever else comes to the mind. And, you know, wish us luck. You probably see us at the Beijing Olympics playing a video game. I don't know. I doubt it, though. But, for all the best people, we hope you take care. And anyone who's in the conflict in Middle East at the moment, all the best for you. We hope you're safe and all that. So, this is MO. You know, my real name is Darren. And my co-host is...
My name's Skloza. My real name is Phil.
Phil? His real name is Lee. I'm sure you all know that by now anyway. So, take care, everyone. We'll catch you later. Cheerio.
Hammer down.